Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Big names galore in the catch-up today. Todd Sampson from TV's Body Hack.
Frio's Andy Brayshaw dropped in. And Ryan Maloney, also known, of course, as Toadie from Neighbours. In fact, more often known as Toadie.
And do not forget, we've got Matt's hits from your hood, Karama.
Yeah!
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up for Ventura Homes.
From gruen to award-winning Redesign My Brain, the stuff Todd Sampson puts his body through on Body Hack is not only mind-blowing but injury-inducing many times. Tuesday, July 2 on 10. Todd, welcome to Perth, mate.
Ah, thanks for having me. It's nice to be live.
Yes, yeah, it is. Yes. We've talked to you on the phone a number of times, yeah, but here you are in person. Mm. Great to see you.
I have to say, though, when I arrived this morning, this is not indicative of the network, but when I arrived this morning really early, there was a massive pool of vomit in front of the door.
No!
So you didn't leave that for me,
No, that was our sister station downstairs. Wasn't a Mix 94.5 welcoming committee.
Really sorry, mate, but our general manager's pregnant right now, so it might have been her.
Fair enough. Yeah. There's some intern scrubbing out there right now.
No. Yeah. Let's hope the rain takes it away.
That's our version of Body Hack.
Yep. Todd, how do you choose the next adventure and activity that you're going to do? Are these places you've always been passionate about, or does someone kind of, you know, and you want to experience it firsthand, or is someone giving it to you and you're going, whoa, I need to find out more?
I have a list of about 30 different cultures or groups of people I carry around in my phone, actually, with preliminary research, so around the world. So there's lots of them. And then when we get to preseason, then I sort of shortlist maybe 10 or 8 and then do some research and see if there is something interesting there, if there's a good story to be told, if there's any science-related things or adaptations that they do that's unique. And then we then shortlist it down to the 4 episodes that we choose. And we the other filter is what you said, is am I personal? Because it's a journey for a host, for me. And so am I personally interested as well.
Yeah, cool.
Now, one of the places that you're going to in this series is Ethiopia and one of the tribes there that has some fairly extraordinary and one might say some brutal rituals, yes, which are going to be confronting for people to see in a Western context.
Yes. So Ethiopia, the primary focus of the Ethiopian episode, which is the next episode, is about belonging and rituals in and around belonging. And there are a number of those, including what they're well known for, which are these lip plates, where they extend the elasticity of their skin to allow them to put these massive plates in, which historically people thought it linked to the slave trade, where the men got the women to do this to make them look less attractive, so they wouldn't be taken. Right. And that has now been adapted as a sign of beauty. And now it's part of dowry. So the bigger the lip plate, the more cattle you get if you get married.
Wow.
But the ritual that's probably the one people are going to find more challenging is the whipping of women in a ceremony called Ukali Bula, which is when a boy becomes a man, they jump a set of bulls.
Right.
And I actually think the ritual of becoming a man is not a bad thing. Because if you think about our society now, for a lot of us, I only speak as a male, we stay boys for a very long period of time.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not a bad idea to say you are now a man, and with that comes responsibilities and comes a change in your life. But as part of that ceremony, the man who's jumping the bulls, his relatives get whipped as a sign of love. They choose to do this. They want to do this. They see it as a sign of love. But through a Western lens, or through any lens, really, it seems almost horrific.
Wow. Yeah, especially, so the men are whipping the women, and then, right.
Yeah, but it's not quite that simple. But So when the men jump the bulls, they become men. When the boys jump the bulls, they become men. They go off for 6 months before they come home and start a family, right? Mm. So they go off for 6 months. Yep. Those men become what's called maza men. They travel around in that in-between period, the gap period. They travel around doing all the whipping. They don't want to whip.
Yeah. No,
they're young. They don't want to whip the women. It's cultural, social, peer pressure on both sides, on the men and the women. Although, you know, the men jump a bull, but women take scars.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Hey, Todd, last time you did say it's great to be live in the studio with us. The last time we spoke on the phone, you talked about your injuries that you've received from this show.
Yes.
Have you recovered and will you be fit for the finals?
Well, so Mexico, Lucha Libre Wrestling, which is the third episode. Okay. I arrive in Mexico City. Don't know anyone. Haven't met anyone who's organizing the show. I just want to see an event before we start filming.
Of course.
So I go, I choose a seat, and I'm with one cameraman. And suddenly I see this 120-kilo man comes flying out of the ring covered in real blood, and he lands in my lap. Right. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know who I am. He lands in my lap, and then I look over his shoulder, and I'm thinking, what the? And I see another 120-kilo guy running and shoulder tackles him. And we both go through the chairs, break the chairs, land on the cement floor. And first 30 minutes of filming, fractured two ribs.
No!
Really? Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like, what a bad start. This is an omen for what's coming.
Wow.
Painkillers.
So risky. Whoa. But, you know, this is a great thing for you too, because you've always done these personal challenges. I saw you speak when you went to Mount Everest and you did all of these things. So now this is kind of tying it in nicely. You get to educate everybody, but you get to try some really cool things.
It's both. I love it. It's the best job in the world. And I get to tell stories.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, Todd, good of you to jump in. We know you've got a lot going on, but there's no more vomit downstairs. We've just got,
oh, okay, you get the word.
We've got the puke clearance. You're all good.
I felt like I should have helped the intern. I just stood there, but anyway.
No, you're all good.
You've changed.
Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Todd Sampson, Body Hack, on Channel 10 at 8:40 p.m. on Tuesday, July 2. Check it out.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Shut up. He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Great shot, brilliant goal.
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
It's the Dockers and the Blues this Sunday at Optus. If we want to play finals, the Dockers need a win. Here he is, the tackling machine, Andy Brayshaw. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Andy. Game of Thrones over, and so you're doing my trick, heading into the Marvel Universe. I've only just recently realised how big that universe is.
Yes.
And I saw an 18-minute recap before I watched the final film. How are you dealing with it?
Yeah, so a few of the boys finished exams 2 weeks ago now, and we've decided to go on the journey of watching all the Marvel movies. So we're 3 movies in.
In order?
In order. We've searched up on the internet what to do, and I think there's 22 or 23 of them, so we've got a long way to go, but Scott Jones is helping us along the way. He loves them and has seen them all in detail, so he's been your guide. He's our guide.
Big colours, the expert.
Yes, he is. Okay. Very much so.
Mate, disappointing loss last week, but I heard some commentators refer to it as the game of the season. When you look at the score, it looks like it was much, you know, wider gap than the game was. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Obviously, we were a little bit disappointed with our last quarter. We've been really strong in the past in last quarters, and to let that one slip really hurt. But we had a few injuries, not as an excuse, but we were definitely running on our last legs, to be honest. Yeah. But it was really good to play against Melbourne. We're back to their best, I thought, on the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was just a good check-up, and we've looked at a few things, and now we're coming against Carlton. So hopefully we can bounce back, but we definitely learnt a lot from the game on the weekend.
Yeah, mate, covering so many Ks in a game, you lose someone like Jesse Hogan really early, that has a big impact on the rotations, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So someone like me, as a young player, they try and put me on the bench a little bit. So in the last half, I was on for most of the game, which is good for experience, but at the same time, you're knackered in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Well, and from what they tell me, I mean, the boys, we were all having a chat this morning about the game, and everyone was saying how much you throw yourself into it in particular, and about how good you are and really getting in there and not being afraid of what's there. But, you know, it can be a bit tender, it can get a bit bruisey, can't it?
Yeah. There's some games where you pull up a lot sorer than others, but to be honest, I've found that the harder you go in, often you don't get as badly hurt. Like if you're going down for a ground ball against someone and you sort of pull out halfway, that's when you really injure yourself. So if you go 100%, you tend to find yourself winning the ball and not getting badly injured. So it's really good to hear some people say that, but I just got to keep working hard and keep playing footy.
Yeah, we were singing your praises, mate.
Yeah, they were.
We're talking you up.
Now, my brother, I'm 49 today. And my brother is slightly older. Thank you, buddy.
Matty.
And yet we still talk about the fact that once I stole his Thunderbirds T-shirt, his favourite T-shirt, and he never got it back.
Okay.
He watches me like a hawk. You're wearing your brother's sweater, your hoodie.
Yes, I am wearing.
Does he know you've got it?
He found out recently. So this is Hamish's hoodie. And last weekend, the Freo Dockers put up an Instagram of me wearing it.
Oh, I
see.
And
he messaged me saying, my favourite jumper, I've lost it for a year. And
oh, really?
I know where it is. So it was pretty flat, but it's a great jumper and I'll be holding on to it for as long
as I can. It's a good colour on you too.
Thank you very much.
I want to know, it's been pretty cold. It's going to be 15 degrees today. I see you guys shivering a bit when you do the recovery sessions at Cottesloe. Do they make you get in the water when it's cold, or is this part of recovery? And when it's teeming down with rain during a session, you have to stay out there during all of that?
Yes, we do. So the weather, unless it's like lightning, we're out, we're training.
Yep.
Some guys change up the boots they wear, they put in metal studs
just
to get a bit more better grip on the ground. But ices are always the same, always jumping in the water, no matter what the temperature. And always training. You see some blokes out in jackets and trackies. Ed Langdon loves putting on trackies and a jacket, so he's always out there. But pretty much stays the same, to be honest, unless there's thunder or lightning.
Otherwise, trackies and a jacket. That's like my formal wear.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We were Kimber's yesterday.
My go-to outfit at all times.
So it's no shirking the issue. Toughen up.
Toughen up and get out there. Yep, that's Yeti. It.
Good very stuff. Good. Well, good luck against the Blues, mate.
Thank
need
you
this
much.
One.
Yeah. Definitely need it.
Yeah, no Patrick Cripps for Carlton, but you can't take them lightly anyway, can you?
Definitely not.
Yeah, it is, of course, on Mix 94.5. The Dockers and Carlton this Sunday at Optus Stadium. And if you switch and save on your next service or repair at Automasters, where there are 40 branches, call 1300 Automasters.
And don't forget, coverage on Mix this weekend from 2:30 p.m. Bounce down at 3:20.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Can you believe after a quarter of a century, the man we call Toadie, of course, has been nominated for a Silver Logie on Sunday night.
About time.
His name, of course, is Ryan Maloney. We've been saying it all morning, but I just think of him as Toadfish.
That's Toadfish, Toadie.
Toadie, we'll get him on the line. Ryan, good morning, mate. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Very well. Now, Ryan, finally nominated for a Logie. I mean, you've been on TV for like 25 years, and this is the first nomination. That's an absolute disgrace.
Well, I guess I finally got something right then. Practice makes perfect, hey?
But, mate, I mean, 25 years doing a single role on television or in any format, it's an extraordinary achievement. Well done.
Oh, good on you. Thank you, guys. It's been quite a fun journey. You know, I have lost the occasional wife along the way, but, you know, it's been good.
That's the love advice I give to my friends when they ask and I give them one piece of advice. I say, don't marry Toadie. All of his wives die either just after the wedding. It's terrible.
Don't
He's had
Toadfish.
A rough life, hasn't he?
Yeah, but, you know, I suppose the other thing, too, is that you might think that you're dead, but you could always come back from the dead, too.
That's true.
It's quite busy. I've never thought that one.
That kind of show, mate. Yeah, hasn't all been smooth sailing. Listen to this one.
I have watched this hair grow over the years from being moderately scruffy to fashionably unkempt.
No, can we take this slowly, mate?
Slowly, schmoly.
Oh, no, there was Lou going your mullet there. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I lost all my powers that day. I finally got a girlfriend after that, so that was good.
Is that what it took?
Then you're wondering why no one told you earlier to get rid of it?
Oh, no, I wanted to cut that hair for quite a long time, but the producers wanted me to keep it. But, you know, obviously they knew what they were doing because you guys are still talking about it.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah, long time later.
But, Ryan, have you started any kind of Logie campaigning? I mean, we know that Tom Gleeson he goes pretty hard on everybody else. And, of course, you know, Sam Max created an entire week of it. Are you doing anything special?
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. He's got a bus and he's travelling all around Australia trying to rally votes.
I saw he's running for Prime Minister.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. No, look, I'm not on social media or anything like that, so I've got actually no idea what's going on. I've got a couple of kids and I'm pretty busy at work and, you know, we've got a few animals to look after at home, so I rarely even watch the TV, to be honest.
What a nice life.
Yes.
It is. It's quite a good life, actually. I'm pretty happy with it.
Mate, what percentage of people do you reckon call you Ryan? Be honest.
Not a lot. Actually, my favourite part is when people think that they're calling me by my real name and they call me Jared.
Jared Rebecca.
Yeah.
Isn't that gold?
I didn't even think about that, of course.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, good to talk to you, mate. So you're going to be there, right, on the night? You're going to be at the Logies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, you know, hopefully if enough people vote for me, then hopefully I get the silverware. So, that'd be nice.
I was going to say, you're not watching the telly much, but we hope you're there on the night to accept.
And to be honest, you know, I kind of look at the nomination as just kind of like a bit of a pat on the back, really, from everybody. So it's quite nice that I've been nominated, and I suppose it'd probably be even nicer if I win, so... Please feel free to vote.
Well, congratulations, buddy. It is a great achievement. 25 years on one show. Well done.
Oh, good on you guys. Thank you.
There he is, Toadie, Toadfish, the man himself, Ryan Maloney. You can vote, of course, at tvweeklogieawards.com.au. Will it happen after 25 years?
I hope so.
I'll get the silverware.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Thanks to our friends at Ventura Homes. For a limited time, you get 20K worth of extra kitchen appliances when you build with Ventura Homes.
Coldburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Chicken.
Okay. Oh, Captain Paul's sitting next to me. I got my team, groupies. Yeah. It's my birthday. It's Karama.
Happy birthday.
We're going on holidays.
Yeah.
Greatest day ever.
Mate, life's good.
Life is good. Now, as you can probably hear, I do have a bit of a croaky voice at the moment, like Laurie Claire's.
Yeah.
Just been over singing it a bit.
I feel fine, but I do have a bit of a croak. So I've got you guys on board.
Okay.
Of course, inspired by the wonderful film Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we did see it during the week.
Love of the Beatles.
Yeah.
It fit with Karama so beautifully.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Hey.
Karama.
I tell you about a suburb. Some say it's way too far, but I dig that suburb. That suburb's Karama. I'm talking Karama. Head up to Karama. If you love your cougars, head down to Houghton Park. And if you love a golf course, got one that's over par. Tee up at Karama, but he's at Karama.
Go quiet.
And when I head home, I feel happy inside. I like the way my heart feels full on Flint Drive, such good vibes. Take a ride. If you feel like drinking, then we could hit the Jew. And if you are learning driving, got lots of driving schools, we'll take a walk through Rippendale Park. Maybe not after dark. The Village Shopping Center's got what you need. And Karama's a word that means shade of trees, gives you peace from the heat. Yeah, you might live in Como, maybe in Osborne Park, and I'm sure it's nice in Melville, but it ain't Karama. Nothing like Karama. Loving in Karama. Not leaving Karama.
Birthday, Karama.
There you go. Hope you liked it.
Oh, beautiful.
And Captain Paul.
Hey, Paul, are you one of the Beach Boys? Blues
doing harmonies. And and harmonies.
Brian
and,
Wilson.
You know, please never do that again.
No, I don't. He's not meant to come in there.
The video will be up at mix.com.au.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah. One day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Holidays.
Yeah!
Yes.
Hey, Molly! Reader, but King is.
Yes. Now, look, guys, we live in an age of medical miracles.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. What medical science can do these days
it's astounding.
It's insane.
The way you started that sounded like Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire, that little speech he made.
Well, thank you for saying well done, that, Clancy. Yes. But this could be the biggest thing since a bit of mold fell on a Petri dish and we created penicillin.
Wow.
Because Frenchman Christian Poincheval claims to have developed a pill that will make your flatulence smell like roses. Imagine that.
Incredible.
Delicious.
And of course, like all medical miracles, it was born out of adversity.
Yeah.
Mr. Poincheval came up with the idea following a particularly foul-smelling meal where his dinner guests couldn't stand the odours he was emitting.
Okay.
What? He was
fluffing at the dinner table.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this person?
Well, he's a class act. And so he's created this, what he claims to be very natural product, which not only can make your blow-offs smell like roses.
Blow-offs, yeah.
He's also got a Christmas chocolate flavour.
Yeah.
Ew.
May Day lily, St. Valentine's ginger, violet and rose.
Oh, I love this guy.
Some of these fragrances are best left for things that don't come out of your backside. Like, why would you make it chocolate scented? Doesn't that just put you off chocolate for life?
You've
knowing
had a sheltered life, haven't you?
Not necessarily, Kimbo.
Once it's come out of a bum, I don't want it anymore.
But there might be great joy as opposed to some of the other things that you can smell. Let's be honest.
Maybe that's a good way to stop me eating chocolate.
Oh, I love this guy.
Maybe this, you see.
This could be the
it's
ticket.
It's a medical miracle.
Yeah, because this could like be used as some sort of a dietary
chocolate
thing.
Cheese.
Yeah. Anything you need to stop.
Stop eating. And look, he's also developed it for dogs as well, which I've got to say, Florence, she's been better lately, but there have been times, and everyone knows
yeah,
what I'm
talking
about,
right. Yeah.
When you've just gone, oh my God, that's going to strip the paint off
the walls.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think that thing you're talking about of stopping things, I think if my fart started smelling like ciggies, I'd have an issue with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's probably not going to stop me from doing
it. Oh, geez, I'm going to be banned from your place as well.
Oh, we can smell it now.
Oh. So there you go. What an age we live in.
Beautiful.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey guys, I have a statement to make after what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, having a bit of a clean out around the house, and I've been on Gumtree.
Okay. No.
Gumtree reflects humanity.
Does it really?
And that is what's so terrifying about
it. It does. It reflects people's personalities. You get all kinds of different personalities. You get your sweethearts and your reliable people, your unreliable people. And of course, there's also that misinterpreting of messages that you'll get on there. And sometimes it's just the language barrier. And you think, this person is so rude. And they don't speak the same way you do.
Sure.
Well, if people haven't been on Gumtree before, it's like a secondhand, you know, you go on there and you sell your goods, your wares.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you're trying to clean up, get rid of a few things. Yeah. But people are like tire kickers, you know. They send you messages going, oh, I really want to come. Yeah. And then they waste your life.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I've had one thing that I saw. I won't say what it is because I don't want to zero in on too many things and identify myself too much. But I had one thing that I needed to sell very, very quickly. And this gentleman was going to buy it and then he disappeared for days.
Okay.
So I sold it to someone else and then I got a message that said, hey, that's not fair. And I went, that's Gumtree. I'm sorry.
Sorry, mate. We don't do holds.
Yeah.
I'm not a lay-by
service.
I sold this this old projector screen, right, during the week. Didn't need it anymore. So this guy wanted it for photography, right? He bought it off me yesterday. He rolled up with his mate, turned up with a mate and a van. And in between showers, he got it into his car, which was great. And he gave me the few bucks for it. It wasn't a lot. You sell things quite cheaply on there.
Yeah.
And he sent me a message when he got home to say thank you. He got it home with the plastic wrapped around it. Everything was dry. Who does that? Deal's done.
He liked
and
the service.
Complete stranger. But he got it home. He wanted to let me know he got home safely.
I appreciated it.
I thought that was cool. And then I had two sisters rolling up looking for a thing like a side table, which is, you know, those things you have either in, I had it in my office, but you can have them in a dining room. For your plates
it's basically
stuff.
What you call any table that
a
isn't
buffet.
The dining table.
One of those
table.
Things, yeah.
A buffet.
Buffet, yeah. It's a storage unit. So they rocked up and they grabbed that. It was so funny. They were real sweethearts. I helped them get it into their car. This is at 9 o'clock last night.
Put it in the back of a Holden Astra?
In the rain. So we got it in. These two girls are so sweet. They told me their life story and they're helping their sister out who lives in Geraldton, right? And then they took off and I reckon about 2 minutes later, I grabbed the chocolate out of the fridge to go and take some chocolate to Laurie. Right? Mm-hmm. She's sitting on the couch in front of the heater. And I hear this, sorry to interrupt. I think we'll need the shelves. They've taken off. They're so excited to take off with this thing for their sister. They forgot the shelves. So I walked out and I said, you want some chocolate?
Oh, nice.
It's bizarre.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start buying things from you. It gets wrapped and put in the car for me and you provide dessert.
Yeah, it's true. Gumtree reflects humanity, folks.
Okay.
Right there.
I must get on there. Have a look.
Yeah, you want to buy a barbecue?
Yeah.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire. Matt and Kimber.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now,
better be good.
It's time.
Harmonise this.
Captain Paul's joke of the day.
You know, we've waited 3 months to get our new lift in our building. Yeah. A long, long time we're going up and down the stairs. Yep. Well, I'm already in trouble for using it.
Why?
Yeah, I've been told not to have sex in the lift because it's wrong on so many levels.
That was a nice one to go out on.
Very good.
Good one, buddy.
That'll be in the mind all the way through 2 weeks.
Oh, he's been saving that since February.
He has, right. He could have done it earlier. The Big Breakfast Catch-Up for Ventura Homes. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.